This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you, Andrew Casperson, for taking part in this eDiscovery podcast today. We're talking about tools, tips, and tricks, lessons learned. Andrew is the eDiscovery lead for Asia Pacific with Allen and Overy. So thank you. I know this is your morning, so thanks very much for participating. So starting off, could you give us an idea of where you started from in terms of your use of Relativity and what solution that you have in place now?
Thanks for having me on. So I started using Relativity at another firm back in 2012 and was using it until I left there at the beginning of 2017. Came across to Allen and Overy, and they were using an on-premise Ringtail system, which was hosted in the UK. So for us in Australia, that was quite slow and problematic to access. Initially, our use of Relativity in the region was using some outsourced providers. So we wanted to take advantage of Relativity functionality and just used a third-party provider here. One of the things that was exciting about coming to Allen and Overy was that they'd kicked off a project to invest in a refresh of eDiscovery, and that meant they were looking at options for building out the technology and the people, and there was quite an exciting investment in eDiscovery in general. We kicked off with Relativity about 18 months ago in the region with our own instance. It was hosted, it was built by a third-party provider for us in the cloud, but it was using our license. We were using that, and that was all going fine. Then Relativity 1 became available in the UK, and as a global firm, we decided to hook up with Relativity 1. So EMEA, so the European region, went to Relativity 1 about April, May 2018, and then ourselves in APAC, in Asia Pacific, and the US team moved about 12 months later. So we've been on Relativity 1 now since about April, May this year.
Oh, wow.
So it's been quite a journey, but an exciting one.
Absolutely. So did you migrate your data from the one to the other? And then could you provide us with some things to keep in mind with migrating? I'm going through a similar project myself, but not with Ringtail. So.
Yeah, so all of course all our recent matters are in Relativity 1, and we're working through migrating our legacy ones. There were five different migrations that are either underway or complete. We moved our Relativity 1 Australian instance, that was with our third-party provider, we moved that to Relativity 1. There's a similar project going on in the US to move from, they had an external provider for Relativity as well, and they're moving to REL 1. Then in Australia and EMEA, we are moving our on-premise Ringtail databases to Relativity 1. And then we started in a non-bring-your-own-key Relativity 1 environment. And then once the bring-your-own-key or customer-managed-key environment was set up, we are also moving from the non-bring-your-own-key to the bring-your-own-key environment. It's a fourth migration. And then I've got a large single matter with over 10 million documents that we're migrating from an externally provided Ringtail database to Relativity 1. So it has been quite a process. We sort of kicked off the migrations probably in April, and we're still moving through those. Some of the tips and tricks, the first one would be get to know your IT department really well. And make good friends of them. Buy them gifts, take them out for lunch, because do that beforehand, because you're going to be relying on them a lot. And I guess, you know, you rely on your IT when you've got an internal setup, but just what we found was that there were so many things that they had to do that were, you know, they were secure and safe things to do, but they were outside the normal remit of IT. So opening up ports, getting firewall, site-to-site firewalls, VPN set up, having Rose, the Relativity 1 Staging Explorer, installed and having to update that regularly, all things that IT are a little bit outside the normal processes that a normal firm's IT team would do. So that's certainly my strongest point. I would also suggest that you take time to make sure you get your help from Relativity. It's in their best interest for you to get the data migrated, so lean on them, ask for their support, been very helpful and very supportive of all that we've needed to do. And even if all you're doing is telling them that you're about to migrate, he's about to migrate a million document case, and giving them the heads up that that's happening can mean that they can monitor and tweak settings, etc., during that process. And then the last thing I'd say is that get help from third parties if you don't have the internal resources yourselves. So we've certainly done that. We've had proposals from third parties and picked the proposals that were most streamlined and practical. Yeah, they would be my tips and tricks.
That's excellent. Thank you. In terms of overall functionality, for comparison, what improvements, limitations, or what do you think is missing in Relativity One for Systems Administrator, and what's new? What are your thoughts?
So what I really like, but it is a double-edged sword, I really like having access to the latest functionality. So I can use the functionality that Relativity promote, like the conversation and correspondence analysis. We're using the latest active learning engines and cues. So that's really exciting to see the functionality and be able to use it pretty well straight away. You do then have to spend time checking it and digging into it, and you have to do that really on a 3-monthly cycle because that's when the functionality is coming out. A bit different from when we had an on-premise solution where we were, upgrading maybe 6-monthly or more likely 12-monthly. So you have to be much more on your toes. One of the things that's been a bit of a problem for us, but is now getting better, to get data up to Relativity One, you have to use the Relativity One Staging Explorer or ROSE. And this was being upgraded sort of monthly, I guess. And every time it was upgraded, you had to uninstall and reinstall the software. Now, as we are part of a law firm who doesn't like giving people access to do that themselves, we had to get IT involved every single time we needed to upgrade the software. Mm. Fortunately, they've now switched to a 3-month cycle, so we don't have to upgrade every single month, and we've got into a bit of a routine with our InfoSec team checking the software, approving it, and then it's quite much simpler to get it installed now. In terms of Relativity functionality itself that's missing, there is some stuff that's hidden. So if you're a sysadmin, you don't see some of the application, servers, agents, tabs that you used to, but you just have to type the name of the tab or the functionality that you're looking for in the quick nav bar and it will bring it up. So it's not really taken away, it's just sort of not as obvious how to find it. One of the things that I find a bit strange when I'm looking at Relativity now is that I see 140 Relativity staff members as users on my Relativity instance. So that was a little bit odd at first when I saw that. But, I mean, they're there to support the system, which is fantastic. And there are safeguards in place to stop them just accessing any database that they want to. What they've set up is a thing called customer lockbox, and that basically means that to access a workspace, you have to be in a group that has access to that, rather than system admins automatically seeing every single workspace and being able to access them. You have to be explicitly in a group to access the platform, to access a workspace. So that works really well, not just for getting Relativity support on board, but also I know we've had information barrier matters in the past where a system admin is not supposed to access a workspace, so we're able to do that now in REL 1 and not just rely on the person not clicking on the workspace to access it.
So in terms of performance comparison, how have you found the responsive time? Have you done any speed tests with indexing time or anything along those lines?
We've done some very basic testing just to make sure it was fit for purpose, and we found that things like latency are very good or are as good as we had in our previous cloud-based environment. We get, you know, low latency is under 50 milliseconds, sometimes, you know, 20, 25 milliseconds. One of the things that's a bit odd is sometimes some of the admin functions are a little slow to load. Document to document viewing is quite quick, but occasionally you'll get just going into, say, look at a active learning project or an analytics index, and it would take a few seconds to load, but that doesn't impact, you know, the reviewers and the legal teams who are using the platform. It's just impacting the admin team like myself.
Do you know how the agents and agent configuration work is done in Relativity One?
Generally, we just let Relativity manage that. We can access bits and pieces and we can tweak things, but I think from my perspective, I'm quite happy to hand that over and rely on them knowing what they're doing to manage that. I would prefer to have them know what I've done. So if I do need to ever change a setting, I'll keep them in the loop just so that I'm not changing something that comes back to be a problem in the future.
In terms of custom development, are you dealing with any third-party providers? And is Relativity providing any quality control or assistance or anything in that regard?
Yes. So it is a little more difficult to have applications set up. There's some basic applications that you can install using a wrap file. They're fine. But if you need to set up agents and servers, then Relativity need to do that, or that needs to happen in consultation with Relativity. They will work with the third-party providers. So we have some tools that we've, I guess, bought and using from a third party, and they're going through a DevEx process with Relativity to make sure that those tools are fit for purpose and are not going to impact the Relativity environment. So it can take a little bit longer for the Relativity One version of tools to be available, but generally they are there and any of the restrictions are able to be worked around.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much, Andrew, for taking part in this podcast today. I very much enjoyed speaking with you.
No problem at all. And I guess just from my perspective, we've been an interesting journey into Relativity One, but it's certainly not something that we're regretting. We're enjoying using the platform. So it's been a good move for us.
Oh, that's excellent.
Thank you for inviting me to be on the podcast, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.